call, because that made my day. Rusty and David are next.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. Drug maker Moderna is submitting its coronavirus vaccine candidate to the FDA, seeking emergency use authorization.
Moderna saying its COVID-19 vaccine candidate is 94% effective. They also say in their trials it continues to show that it is safe. The FDA set to take up Pfizer's candidate on December 10th, and Moderna could potentially be 1 week after that.
Fox's Blake Berman. Arizona today certifying Joe Biden's election win over President Trump in the state. Governor Doug Ducey.
The votes have been tabulated. All 15 counties have certified their results.
As President Trump's legal team continues court fights over the results, Republican Governor Ducey and Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs said Arizona's election system is strong. Arizona's certification paves the way for Democrat Mark Kelly to take his seat in the U.S. Senate later this week. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Throw a log on the fire tonight. It's going to be a cold one. Our first taste of Arctic air of the season and the first widespread freeze tonight, with the overnight low temperature falling to the upper 20s. Tomorrow, look for a cold day, but sunshine, high temperature only in the 40s. Coldest night will actually be tomorrow night, Tuesday night. We'll fall to the mid-20s by dawn on Wednesday morning and back into the 50s on Wednesday afternoon. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brewmaker Motors, with a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Shop online anytime at brewmaker.com. It's better at brewmaker.com.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible, because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Health and wealth. Health and wealth. Health and wealth. This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
I think the party just begun.
All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Christmas comes a little early this year, thanks to the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday afternoon, December 5th, from 1 until 3, David Earnest and his merry minions will be live in front of Anytime Fitness, 8125 Decker Lane. Santa will be there. Elvis will be there.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
Well, he's here now. So you better be there. We'll have a lot of Yuletide fun, and it's all absolutely free. Elvis, you got anything else?
Merry Christmas. Get old, mate.
Don't forget, Saturday, December 5th, from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. It's an early Christmas celebration from the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. If you need more information about the event, or if you need some really good financial advice, call David Earnest, 279-7431. Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Old Cripple Tree, Old Cripple Tree.
Save it for the event, Elvis.
All right, man.
Georgia. They were looking for votes to steal. They were in a bind, they were getting behind, and it was getting real. They came across a young man counting Trump ballots, and there was a lot. One Dem jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a ballot counter too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you count pretty good ballots, boy, but give the Dems their due. I got a pallet of ballots and they're all for Joe, cause Orange Man is through." The boy said, "My name's Donnie, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause it's Orange for the win. Donnie, count up all your votes, but do not drop your guard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the Democrats steal the cards. And if you win that shiny bright White House, you will hold. But if you lose, Kamala will Joe." Popped a box of ballots and said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he started counting votes. He pulled a Trump vote out real slow and it made an evil hiss. Then even more Democrats joined in and it sounded something like this.
"There's something awfully spoy going on around here.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. I got hairy legs. I've lost kids jumping on my lap.
Will you shut up, man?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
You ain't black.
Oh, man.
You can only be like Donald Trump.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message."
Democrats finished, Donnie said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son. But sit down in that chair right there, let me show you how it's done. I'm draining the swamp, let it drain, boy, drain. We're out here trying to steal this race.
We've been robbed.
Democrat had a king, goes copying votes.
What?
Are they gonna count? Well, I do not know.
Unbelievable!
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the...
It's dead as fried chicken.
They are wrong, and they just can't get right.
Too bad, stupid does, sir.
The Democrats burned the city because they knew that they'd been beat. Laid a box of illegal ballots on the ground at Donnie's feet. Donnie said, "Democrats, come on back if you ever want to try again. I told you once, I'm making America great again, again."
Super Secret Studio, where there ain't never nothing shady going on, David Ernest presents the Health and Wealth Show. And if you're having a devil of a time keeping up with your finances, you think it's bad now, just wait till the Devilcrats take over. David Ernest reminds you that nothing's deviled here except the eggs, so you know you're in good hands with David Ernest.
And there he is right there, fresh from a Thanksgiving respite.
Yes, and you know we're going to talk about the devils in the details.
Well, they are. I'm telling you what, these folks are acting like the devil.
They are the devil. You know, the devil just didn't go down to Georgia. The devil lives in Georgia and vacations in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and various other places. I think about five places. It lives in one and four vacation homes. So the devil lives mostly in five places that I know of. And I guess he roams around everywhere anyway. But, you know, the devil, he did go down to Georgia because he lives there now. That's where he lives.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And that would be...
in Atlanta, I think.
You've lost me there. Which devil are we talking about? Joe don't live there, does he?
No, I'm talking about the devil himself.
Oh, man. That guy.
Well, okay, that's probably a little strong
guy
there.
Guy with the ponytail and the pitchfork. Yeah, I know him.
You know.
How we've met. I mean, we're not like close friends, but.
Yeah. And the devil of saving your ass sense from the devil is prayer. because we need to pray, guys. It's really bad out there. And we need to pre-plan. We need to plan how to avoid the devil in our retirement money, because it's getting very complicated. They want to steal everything. Guys, it's you know, I was listening to somebody today. Everybody knows what redistribution of wealth is, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's all about, guys.
Where they take your money and give it to somebody
else. Exactly. And that's what the details are about. The devil wants to steal and give it to everyone who didn't work or didn't deserve. Mm. You know, you say, well, wait a minute. I don't mind about, you know, sharing. No, this is nothing about, you know, sharing or paying tithes. Everybody, that's what you should do, these things. But, you know, should we be robbed? It's just like in the middle of the night, after midnight, Trump, he said it well. You know, everything looked great. And then after midnight, they came and they stole the votes. The devil is in the details, guys. You know, Dominion. I heard Atlanta wiped their voting machines, their Dominion machines, clean.
I know. Who does something like that?
The devil.
And it's like,
they knew it was wrong.
They knew somebody was going to see
you. You don't do that before you get permission. That's illegal.
I know.
Called fraud.
And obstruction of justice?
Obstruction of justice.
Just being a pissy pants.
Don't do that.
You know, even a Democrat knows this.
You're a pissy pants person. Don't do that.
You know, guys, if you don't have parlor, just like Barry Moore, our wonderful Congressman Barry Moore said,
mm-hmm.
he, you know, there's no censorship on parlor. I was listening to a news station tonight, and they were talking about, you know, Parler was on there talking, and they said, hey, guys, if it's not illegal, we do not censor you. Why? Because freedom of speech, guys, mm-hmm. we are about to be taken away. Our freedom of speech, not only are our assets about to be stolen, but our freedom to speak up is about to be stolen by all these programs out there.
Well, here is an example. I got a call from a gentleman who does a program on this very radio station. I guess I could say this.
Uh-huh.
Dan Morris sent me a message, and he said, hey, man, can you find something for me? And he sent me a link to this sound, and it was, I forget what it was, but it's something he wanted to use on his show. And he had looked at it, and they mysteriously, the link disappeared.
Go figure.
But somehow I got smart and got on there and found it for him and got it to him. And, you know, that's what they're doing. If something gets out that they don't want people to hear, they're taking it down.
No, they don't want you to know that Trump won. They don't want you to know that you can speak up. They don't. Freedom of speech, freedom of enterprise, freedom of, you know, to save your money the way you want to save it.
Mm-hmm.
The freedom to protect your money. That's the reason why I have a job. I am an asset preservationist. That's what I call myself. Why? Because the programs we use have guarantees against loss. That's why. They're insurance programs. They're insurance annuities, most of them. And, you know, there's other insurance products out there that can help you, you know, against loss, like life insurance, disability insurance, cancer insurance. We're not too crazy about cancer insurance, but it's okay sometimes. Medical insurance, all these various kinds of insurance, long-term care insurance, save you against losing your assets. Your family can get, you know, the generation can, it could keep going one generation to the next. They don't want that to happen.
Mm-mm.
And one of the biggest things I have heard that really distresses me to the utmost, and I have not heard it but one time, and it was in small print somewhere, where Biden said he wants to get rid of Step Up. And guys, I know if you've been listening to me, you've been hearing me say Step Up is a wonderful thing. Why? Because when you inherit something, all the capital gains goes away. Now, when we do annuities, we were stretching all the IRAs with annuities, and we still can for 10 years, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
There's an unknown stretch. When I say stretch, I mean stretch the taxes through one lifetime. That means if your son or daughter or grandchild or whoever inherited your money. Mm-hmm. Now, if spouses, it doesn't matter. they get to continue on forever, not paying taxes or paying taxes if they're having to take RMDs. But on non-qualified money, they don't ever have to pay taxes unless they want to. Life insurance never pay taxes, like period, zero. You know, because that's so far still tax-free. I expect them to try to change it. They've already tried it once or twice. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. You know, you have got to protect your assets, and there's some bad things that could be coming, and I'm going to talk about those in a little bit. One of them, yes, is the stock market. You know, the stock market is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. But, guys, it is oversold, in my opinion. It is overjuiced. It is up there, and I've got some expert economist ideas on this, not me. I research stuff about folks that, you know, are predicting this and predicting that according to, you know, what is out there. And let me see if I can find this. But anyway, have we got a new Zoom in here?
Not yet, but we do have something here I wanted to run for you.
Okay.
And I'll look for that Zoom again. I'm sorry. I dropped something and turned my microphone off. I was like, how did I manage that? But
right.
this is like a news brief kind of thing. Just, well, here it is.
And okay. Now a quick excerpt from a meeting of the people who perpetrated the massive voter fraud in the 2020 election. Let's listen.
We're in a tough spot, man.
Yeah, it's going to take brains to get us out of here.
That's why I said we're in a tough spot.
That was a quick word from the people who perpetrated the massive voter fraud in the 2020 election. Now back to regular programming, or irregular, however you look at it.
Yeah. Irregularly right. Irregular, okay.
You know, history repeats itself, Rusty.
Yes, it does.
It's always repeated itself.
And, you know, what do they say about people who ignore history? They're bound to repeat it. You know?
Exactly. So here's something I've found just recently on High Society Investors. And this is an analysis by an economist. And this is what they're saying. I'm not saying this. I'm saying I don't know what's going to happen. I am extremely scared. That's why I'm an asset preservationist. I would not want to be putting older people in the stock market when I read stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
You might come out very wealthy by going to the stock market, but you may end up like this article says. Oh, here's what the article says. The worst crash in our lifetime, one expert says, stocks are screaming towards a Great Depression-like setup in early 2021,
mm-hmm.
and warns an 80 to 90% plunge isn't out of the question.
Wow.
The worst crash of our lifetimes, they're saying. I'm going, wow. And, you know, this person's name is Harry Dent. He's very, very skeptical, has been for a long time. You know, not everything he says comes true. But is something worth looking at, you know,
speaking of looking at, I'm looking at Two-Tall Matthew Ernest right now.
All right.
He's over here on the Zooms. I heard you Zoom in. You all right, man?
I'm doing great, man. How are y'all?
Oh, man. This thing sounds good tonight. What's going on with you, sir?
Everything. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to multitask, keep everything with Ernest Financial going mm-hmm. strong, keep everything with everything going strong.
Well, let me ask you something. I sent you a link.
Okay.
Did you see it?
I did not see it.
Check your email. It is a link to a T-shirt for John David. It's got like every Godzilla on it from 1954 forward.
Yep,
it may be the perfect Christmas gift for John David, because you know he was on the other night talking about Godzilla.
Yeah,
he was. He'll love Godzilla.
We need a Godzilla real bad.
He did a real good job too. But glad to have you aboard, and I think David has found something.
I found another thing. This come out of Time,
mm-hmm.
you know, Time Magazine, under Ideas COVID-19. This was written on August the 6th, 2020, at 6:40 a.m. by a person named Bremer. Here's what they said. The next global depression is coming, and optimism won't slow it down. Now, I'm not saying this. I'm just reading. The world is confused and frightened. COVID-19 infections are on the rise across the U.S. and around the world. The outlook for the year is uncertain at best. Whether this vaccine will work or not work, I'm paraphrasing now. You know, this crisis will continue. Here's the thing. Hopefully, they go on and talk about the Great Depression, how long it took from 1929 to 1954.
That's a bit.
To come back, you know, a lot of it came back by the time the World War II was over. But to go figure, you know. But here we are. Guys, have we ever seen anything so screwed up in our nation as now? Stealing votes, no stimulus because the Democrats won't agree to a mere pittance of $500 million to $1 trillion. You know, the reason why they wanted that so bad, the Democrats, is because they wanted to give at least a third, a half of it to California and Illinois and some other places. Gosh, man, who's gonna? You really want to work so hard and give it to those devils? You talk about the devils. Those are the devils that are trying to steal us blind. We're almost at a point of a revolution here, guys.
Well, I think the people in those states should look to the people that they have elected to lead them or whatever, work for them, do whatever, because the fact that they want to get that money to try to shore those states up shows that they are not the right people for the job.
And I'm going to tell you something else. This is something that is interesting, too. Depressions, we're talking about financial depressions, which do cause depression. Don't just generate ugly stats and send buyers into hibernation. They change the way we live, guys. They change it to wealth inequality. You know, it's just horrible the things that could happen if they don't release the Kraken and get the Kraken. You know,
I get it. Get the Kraken, release the Kraken.
You know, it is horrible. They've already tried, and they are, you know, purging the voting machines where we can't catch them. This is awful.
This is
the devil.
That's just like Hillary's emails.
Right.
You know, she kicked those emails out, but some smart person got in there and found them. I mean, you know.
I'm telling you, me and my girlfriend last night, we watched the Edward Snowden film that Oliver Stone directed. And, you know, I mean, it's a movie. They make it entertaining. But at the same time, so much of it was, you know, truth. So much of it was, by all accounts, really what happened. Our freedoms are almost an illusion at this point. What I'm getting at is this election and everything that has happened this year, I mean, it's either the biggest coincidence of all human time or there's something else, something pulling the strings. And I know that sounds, you know, I miss our conspiracy shows with Terry. And I hope he's doing well. But anyway, that film last night just kind of rang true with everything that's gone on this year. I thought, my gosh, so much of what we think that's real is really just kind of an illusion.
That's right.
You know? And your portfolio, don't let it, you know, be taken by the same forces that, you know, are supposed to be, you know, bringing us liberty and justice. Because look what's going on. Who out there trusts what's going on? I don't.
No.
My bad.
No, we can't trust it. You can't even trust someone pushing the button.
I know. I got one button and I keep messing things up.
So you're right, Matthew. The thing is, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. I don't want to be labeled as a doomsday sayer, you know, but. You know, we did predict that last crash, or whatever you call it. It did happen. But the thing is, the correction was an overcorrection. In other words, in my opinion, it corrected for what reason? None. Just corrected because Trump is in there doing a lot of great things. I get it. He won't be in there if they continue to push him out. Those great things will be mitigated, destroyed, taken away. We'll have all kinds of folks coming into our nation, draining our resources. That's really the problem. Our resources are going to be drained. The Chinese are going to steal our technology.
Yeah.
And on and on.
They had the national news. What was it? NBC News. I watched it tonight. They were basically
slumming?
Democrats. Yeah. The Democrats were complaining that illegal immigrants, unregistered voters didn't. Or Trump was basically he doesn't want to count them in the census. Okay.
No.
So that means that money that would go to, you know, fund these people, they said they felt like they don't matter. And I go, oh, you matter in the country that you're registered to vote in, and to the country that you're a citizen of. To us, no, you don't. You know, I mean, look, citizenship, there's a path to it, and it's obtainable legally.
A legal path.
You know? Well, you know, I just thought of something way, way back when God told Noah to build the ark. Remember that? It was in the papers, trust me. And so Noah built the ark, told him to put two of everything on there, which he did. And I think they took, in the Bible says they took more of some because they had to do these special things.
Yeah.
But he said, now you and your wife and your boys and their wives, get on, I'm going to shut the door. Well, he did. Well, you know, all of a sudden, a bunch of other people want to jump in.
Didn't
they? And that wasn't the way it was supposed to be because it would have ruined what they were trying to do.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, just look at Iran. Iran, if Biden gets in there, is going to get a nuclear weapon. You can't trust them.
He'll probably give them one.
You cannot trust them. They want to give them all their money. Hillary, they want to give them nuclear weapons.
Hillary sold them uranium.
Uh-huh.
I mean.
Yeah, well, there's crooked stuff going on. The devil is not just in Georgia, okay? He's everywhere. So, you know, this great battle for freedom. Trump's got a battle for the White House. We've got a battle for freedom. Our freedoms are being threatened. And our freedoms of being able to control our money and it not go away is being threatened. We have to have stability. If this nation, if we have a fall in the stock market,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I have fear that it could happen greatly, though, because when I see this big hot air balloon blowing up every day, and all these things that are not happening that they're saying will happen, so they're buying everything ahead of time. I have a big fear that in the next year or two or less, could be sooner than later, we will have a huge pop, explosion in the markets and in the economy. That's what you've got to protect yourself against. You've got to be able to utilize that. The timing of it, you got to have money. If you're going to buy back in, you're going to have money for that. But if you're planning on retiring and staying retired, you need to absolutely make sure that your assets do not evaporate. Don't have everything in the market like that, in my opinion, if you're over 50 or 60 years old. Just don't go there. You can invest, you know, aggressively and with some of your money, but if it's going to change your life, if it cuts in half or something, don't even go there. You know?
No.
I mean, why go there?
Well, if you're taking that advice to heart, I know a couple of guys and a lady who can help you. 279-7431. Talk to David Ernest, Matthew Too Tall Ernest, and Leah, not really
Princess
all that tall.
Leah.
Yeah, Princess, not really all that tall. Williams, she's a diminutive.
She's a what?
She's diminutive.
Diminutive.
She's little. She's tiny. Okay. She's a tiny. She's a petite person.
Okay. Well, I thought for a minute you were accusing her of being something else.
Oh, one of those voting machines. Did you see the crawl a minute ago that they had impounded 3 counties worth of voting machines over there in Georgia?
Well, they need to. They need to. Mm-hmm. They need to.
Yes, they do.
They also need to find who's been rigging those things. And I bet you if you look close enough, it's way up the ladder.
Well, there you go.
Way up the ladder. The orders always roll downhill.
Yes, they do. And I'm ordering right now that we take a quick commercial break. Matthew, if you'll just stand by, we'll come back to you in just a couple of minutes. Let's see. Great being back, man, from Thanksgiving. We've got Christmas. Is it like 3 weeks from this Thursday?
Well, our socially distant Christmas is on the 5th.
Yeah, we got to talk about that, too. We got a commercial coming up, but we'll talk about it when we get back.
Okay.
Don't you go nowhere. This is the Health and Wealth Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Christmas comes a little early this year thanks to the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday afternoon, December 5th. From 1 until 3, David Ernest and his merry minions will be live in front of Anytime Fitness, 8125 Decker Lane. Santa will be there. Elvis will be there.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
Well, he's here now. So you better be there. We'll have a lot of Yuletide fun, and it's all absolutely free. Elvis, you got anything else?
Merry Christmas, man.
You little link? Don't forget, Saturday, December 5th from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. It's an early Christmas celebration from the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. If you need more information about the event or if you need some really good financial advice, call David Ernest, 279-7431. Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Old Cripple Tree, Old Cripple Tree.
Excited for the event, Elvis.
All right, man.
Ernest Financial, LLC presents...
Did you know?
Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Ernest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show with everybody's favorite asset preservationist, David Ernest. You know, you can call David at 279-7431. He's on Facebook at David Ernest at Health and Wealth. We're on TV every weekend over there on ABC 32 and the CW. Check your local listings. And we're here on the radio on News Talk 93.1 WACV, four nights a week live. Then we take Friday night off to give you a rest from us, because we can get on your nerves. We know that. But right now, folks, here he is, the money man with the money plan, a man who, in a recent popularity poll, came in second behind Santa Claus. It's David Ernest.
Oh, ho, 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 there you are. By the way, I just spoke with Santa Claus not long ago, not very long ago today.
Yeah.
And he said that he is definitely going to be at our soiree thing we're having on Saturday from 1 until 3 out there on Decker Lane, 8125 at the Anytime Fitness. We're going to be
correct
out there. And let's see, Santa's going to be there. Elvis is going to be there.
Right.
I don't know. Matthew, are you going to be there?
Well, you know, my beard has gotten long enough that I thought maybe I would be Santa.
You could come be the world's
be one of the elves.
You could be the tallest elf in the world. you remember the what
Buddy
do you call
the
it?
Elf.
You remember the what was it? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. They had that one tall elf.
Yeah,
you could be him.
That's me.
And I could be the old grouchy elf. I'm turning into the old grouchy elf. But
you know,
that's Saturday, 1 to 3, Anytime Fitness, Decker Lane. Everybody come out. It's
right.
Free. We'll got goodies, and we'll just have fun.
That's right.
See you then.
You know, President Trump can't even say what he wants to say on television anymore.
Now, you were talking about this
Maria Bartiromo.
I think it's Bartiromo. It's she couldn't be Jones, but let's see here, Bartiromo.
Yeah, that
Bartiromo.
Well, anyway.
she's a very brave lady because she let Trump tell it like it is. And she even agreed with him that, you know, that it was that the election was fraud. Really. Mm-hmm. I mean, she said it in a way that, it, you know, she said, this is disgusting, and we cannot allow America's election to be corrupt.
Well, if it, corrupted. If it, there was nothing to it, it would be over by now. If there's nothing to it, it would be it would have died down by now, and we'd be worried about the 20th of January.
But, you know, CNN, MSNBC, all those, NBC, all those places, they said they're bad places.
You know what CNN stands for?
What's that?
The Cockeyed News Network.
There you go. Yeah. They said that, you know, false allegations were being made. How do they know they were false?
They made them up.
I mean, if it gets right down to it, they're saying, oh, this is false, this is false, this is false. How do they know? You're talking about the President of the United States of America, his attorneys, they've already got the Kraken and they're about to release it, and they say, we don't even want to hear it. The only hope they have, or we have, I guess the only hope we have, is the Supreme Court. And now, I understand that Roberts is a chicken, and maybe he's Chicken Little.
They've got something on Roberts. He's probably been out to that, what you call him? What's his name's island out? Not Gilligan.
Epstein.
Yeah. He's probably been out to Epstein Island. They got pictures of him with a chicken or something. I don't
know. There's something on this guy. It doesn't sound right. Doesn't feel right. But here's the thing, guys. We need to protect ourselves. We need to start getting ready for the new regime. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's not even freedom of speech anymore, guys. They want to censor you. The only place you can go to is Parler now, the way I understand it. You know, they're asking Facebook and some of these others, how do you get away with censoring? You know, and of course, I don't know what the answers are, except they say, well, we can just do it because of this, that, and the other. You know what it looks like?
What's
the
that?
Beginning of a communistic state, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from within, it looks like socialism and communism are trying to come on board and take over. And if they do, it might take a little while for them to take all the assets. It may take a little while for them to steal everything. But some way, somehow, they aim to get it. Just look at Bernie Sanders. Look at Elizabeth Warren. They all want your money. They want your wealth. You know, some folks said, well, we'll just buy cryptocurrency. Listen. The government is not going to allow cryptocurrency to take over the currency.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to do it. Why? I haven't seen anybody with a computer mining cryptocurrency that has atomic weapons yet. When I see that, then maybe I'll believe it.
Uh-huh.
But right now, when you got power, authority, and weapons, they got weapons in outer space. The way I understand, Matthew knows a lot about weapons in outer space.
What they got up there pointed at us, Matthew?
I think it's a ray gun or something.
Space Force. Yeah, we'll save that for our Thursday show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, the thing is, you know, cryptocurrency, it'll probably go up again. I've been reading a lot about it. It'll probably go up. It might even double or triple. But it's not going to be the currency unless the government lets it happen. Why? Because they're not going to lose control. Do you think for one second those liberals are going to let anything flow and lose control? No. No way, Jose. The currency of the United States of America, or if it turns into a national currency later on, if we're taken completely over by communist China, communist Russia, well, they're not communists anymore, but you know what I'm talking about. They might as well be. And various other, you know, countries that they're very socialistic, you know, Europe. They want us to be part of them. Look what happened to, why did Brexit even occur? Didn't really work for England, but, or should I say the United Kingdom. The point I'm trying to make is there's a lot of things that are going to go on. But during these intervals of time, potentially during these intervals of time of 5 and 10 years, you don't want to get caught in a crack with your portfolio value going down. It may be wonderful opportunity for people to invest. It could be wonderful opportunity to invest over the next year or two. Who knows? That's the problem. Nobody knows. Only God knows. And I know one thing. I would not invest everything I had, my entire retirement, in something that nobody knows but God. I would be careful because, you know, there's things that can happen that you don't want to happen to your money. You know, and that's the reason why we're asset preservationists. Yes, this is something that we harp on a lot because we're trying to get the message across. Be careful. What did your mama tell you when you crossed the road?
Look both ways. Be careful.
Yeah. Exactly. Why did she tell you that? So you wouldn't get hurt. Why am I telling you this? So you won't be economically hurt.
You could be economically damaged beyond repair if you're not careful.
Could be. Your mama didn't know whether you were going to get run over by a car or not. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you're going to get, you know, we're going to have a crash or not.
Well, you know.
Just be careful.
There's that old saying. I know I've heard you say it, and it's a good idea. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Absolutely.
Because the basket goes over the cliff. I mean, that's
all.
And
we don't do that either.
That's all your eggs.
We do not put everything in one basket.
And you may have been in the stock market since you've been old enough to even know what the stock market was, but this does not mean you have to come completely out. I would take a good bit of it and move it somewhere until we know everything's going to be cool.
There's things that, there's other than just the stock market going up down, there's this taxable problem that's coming around the corner. Taxing, when someone inherits money, taking away the step-up, man, that could take 30, 40% of all the gains away. I mean, like, maybe even 50% of all the gains away. All the gains, 50% or more goes to the government, to Biden's government. Get prepared now to mitigate that. How do you get prepared? Don't have everything in capital gains type programs. That's how you get prepared. I didn't say to not put money in capital gains. Capital gains is anything in real estate, anything in stocks. Okay? That's capital gains. Everything else is ordinary income. But you can defer taxes. You can make it tax-free. There's a tax-free and tax-deferred. Those are even better if they pass that law, from my perspective, from what I can tell, than having to lose another 40 or 50% when it goes to the next generation. That's horrible. That is not something we want to see pass. It's going to destroy the economy. It's going to destroy people's portfolios, and it's not going to be good for the nation. And we just don't want to see it. Trump would have never done it. Trump says, no, that destroys us. Biden says, bring it on. Let's do it. Why? So he can buy a vote? Is it worth us losing our assets for Biden to use our assets to buy votes for Biden and his party? I don't think so.
No.
And I don't think anybody else does
either. No, and Biden, bless his heart, he's going to be wandering around out there. I mean, it's just amazing to me that people would vote for a man who's he's obviously infirm or unfirm. He's not right.
No,
and I just want to pass a couple of things on to you just because, you know, we said you're not right. There's something going around the internet. They're saying they saw some snow flurries around the Dollar General in Elmore. So watch out for that. Rick Peters sends a thing that says, if you get a link saying Justin Bieber Christmas songs, don't open it. It is a link to Justin Bieber Christmas songs. And
2020 is bad enough without that.
I know. And God. There was another one here. I can't find it. It was almost as funny as that one. But, watch out for things out there. And, you know, they say that there's some snow up in North Alabama. And, you know, that's just, you get those kind of things, you know, it's a forecast. So, and, you know, that's the kind of thing that David does. He's kind of forecasting. That's just what the meteorologist does. He looks at the conditions. He looks on down the road, see what's going on in other places, and he makes a forecast. That's what David does. And he's forecasting right now that it could get stormy.
Well, it's not me forecasting. Mm-hmm. I'm reading what other economists are saying. I'm just reading what economists think could happen. You know, you've got, it's just like everything else. Everybody's got something, one of those, and everybody's got an opinion.
Yeah.
The thing is, can you afford to be wrong when you're older? Can you afford to lose half your money if it were to happen when you're older? We already saw it went down 30 and 40% just a few months ago. Luckily, it came back. Is this a time, an era in time, E-R-A, era in time, not mm-hmm. era, in time, a opportunity in time to readjust some of your portfolio so that if it does go back to where it was a few months ago, you don't go back with it? Is that an opportunity for you?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question I'm asking. You know, it depends on what you think, what you believe, and what you feel. Do you really trust what's going on out there right now?
No.
Do you really believe that Trump's going to stay in there? Do you really think that they're not going to raise taxes? Do you really believe the economy is going to keep booming forever? Do you really think they're not going to shut schools system down in Montgomery County again? Well, I think they just did.
Well, let me ask you.
Seriously, they did, didn't they, Matthew?
Yeah.
Did they? Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So y'all are remote learning again, huh?
It just came out today. Look, guys, it can happen very quick, very fast. Anything mm-hmm. like that can happen when you least expect it.
Let me throw one out here. I mean, it's getting crazy. It's like it's almost like we're being pitted against the government.
Mm-hmm.
And they come out with all these crazy things. My brother was out in, I believe he said, New Mexico here a couple of weeks ago. He works for a company over in Georgia, and they install security systems, doors, you know, the doors
right,
you have
right.
to have the PIN number to get in and everything.
Right.
And they go all over the place. Well, they said these folks out there were crazy. There was a lady sitting behind a glass partition, enclosed,
mm-hmm.
with a mask on, and would not talk to him until he put a mask on.
Well, I'll tell you something crazier than that.
Uh-huh.
You ever been driving down the road and you see somebody driving in the car with the windows up and a mask on?
Batman one time, but he's supposed
think
to
about
have
it.
Yeah.
That's kind of dumb.
It is kind
of
weird.
If that's the kind of people that are running the country, that they think they have to have a mask on when they're by themselves, more than 6 feet apart from everybody else, in a car... Let me tell you. Go ask your doctor if that will help you.
I might catch it from myself. But let me ask you something else. Another question I have here. It's getting so weird and so crazy. Do you think, because it's happened before, do you think there are any states that would secede from the Union?
I wish. I know that sounds awful, what I just said. I am so angry right now, Rusty. I would join the crowd. You know why? Because, you know, this nation was put together as a republic. Republic for which it stands, which it will no longer stand anymore. You know, and I can't stand it that we're not standing together as a republic. The states are supposed to have a lot of power and control.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
No.
They don't. You know, they are doing crazy things, asking us to send them, you know, trillions of dollars to so they can fix Portland and Illinois and California because they invested unwisely. That's, to me, that's just the same as them saying, okay, we're going to raise taxes because these people lost some money in the stock market, so they're going to take it away from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's crazy. We are conservatives. Now, conservatives in Alabama, I'm a conservative, but not only am I a registered conservative, a Republican, if you want to call it that, I am also a conservative when it comes to my money. I do not want to lose what I have my retirement money.
You worked for it.
That's exactly right, and I don't want to lose a penny of it.
The sweat of your brow.
I would put 68 cents in the stock market because that's how much I have in it right now. And I would, really? I would consider putting a little more myself personally.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, would I put tremendous amount of wealth in the stock market? Personally, no.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I need it for my retirement money, guys. I can't afford to lose half my money. I can't.
Let me toss this one out there.
Yeah,
Do you think in 1929, I don't remember what day it was. It was Tuesday. It was a Tuesday, wasn't it? I don't remember the day. I don't remember the day.
Oh, the crash?
The crash.
Might have been a Monday or Tuesday. I don't know. I have to go back and look.
Anyhow, if you had been there and you had some money and there's somebody telling you, look, man, something's finna happen. We better do something. You better get your money and move it somewhere because it's fixing to be a big old mess. Do you think people would have listened? You think people...
No.
Because, well, they didn't have anything like that, did they? But if they had...
Yeah. The thing is, nobody can really predict the future. You can just guess, you know. But here's the thing about guessing. When the stock market gets really, really, really high, and there's and the economy is not really making a whole lot of money, and people are not working, go figure. What's holding it up? I mean, like, what's holding the values up? Hot air? Maybe it's wishful thinking from my perspective. It's guessing that around the corner we'll have a big boom, or will we have a big boom? Like, or, you know, the wrong kind of boom.
Or a bust.
That's it. So here's the thing. Just be careful. You know, we have the be careful products. These are annuity products. These are not, you know, you may not make but 30, 40, 50, maybe 70% of what the market makes in the good times, but you're not going to lose anything in the bad times. You know, some people might say, well, annuities, you know, they're not all that safe. Well, let me tell you, I'll challenge you. Find where an annuity company person lost their money in a fixed annuity. Just find it and bring it to me. I mean, I'm not saying it had never happened. I'm just saying I can't find it. I've looked everywhere, high and low. People say, well, you know, there is this time of money that you could lose money. Well, you know, time of money, losing money and inflation, I ain't worried about that right now. Not really. They say, well, buy gold. Well, then you go buy it, but I can't eat it.
Right.
You know, I don't. Look, you know that old saying, a bird in a hand is better than two birds in a bush. Give me my bird in the hand, and you can keep the two birds in the bush. Yeah, go figure.
Put some newspaper in your hand just in case that bird ain't right. Matthew, what do you think, man?
I agree with him. I'm so frustrated with everything going on. You know, it's hard to know which way is up right now. The market's doing crazy things. This whole year has just been an anomaly. I mean, we've got... it's just a hard pill to swallow. I mean, we've got a rigged election system that nobody wants to talk about, or mainstream media won't talk about. They don't want to shine any light on it. And just like, you know, Hillary Clinton's emails are soon forgotten, this will be soon forgotten too, and they know that. So how much more are we going to take, guys?
I'm looking at a thing on Fox right now, and it says, a Nevada group gives illegal gifts to Native Americans for voting. Didn't we obtain an island like that one time?
I think we did.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. The Native Americans are kind of disenfranchised as well because, you know, they've never got a fair shake.
Yeah. You know, I don't have a problem at all with the states doing what they want to do. If they want to close down half of Portland and become another country, I could care less. Just don't ask me for any money out of my taxes to pay for it. Don't ask me. Don't ask anybody that, think about it. Why do you want to give everything away that you worked hard? Why do you want to lose it in the fake market? I'm going to call it like fake news, fake market. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking with it. Why do you want to take all of this risk, you know, as a state of Alabama? I mean, they didn't take the risk on Medicaid, and it seems to be paying off now. I remember a lot of folks seemed to think that was stupid, but now we don't have to pay back all that money.
Well, that's the thing. I checked that out, and sure, that's a great thing for 2 or 3 years, and then the state would have had to make up the money that the government gave us for 2 or 3 years.
Where would we have got that? I guess we got it out of the oil money. Just, I don't know. Listen, we got to take care of people if they don't have any money at all. But we don't need to be giving people enhancements and great enhancements for not doing anything at all. That's ridiculous. We deserve better than that.
There you go.
We deserve better than that as a state, and we deserve better than that as a country. We deserve being treated right. We deserve being told the truth, and we deserve being able to make our own decisions and our own choices when it comes to our retirement money or our own personal business. You hear me?
That's all I got to say about that.
You're exactly right, sir. We got a couple of minutes before we go. We're going to start something now because Christmas is like just I could feel its hot breath on my neck. I mean, that's how close Christmas is. I thought we would start playing some Christmas music as we go out in the evening. So you guys take a couple of minutes and finish this up, and then we'll have a little Christmas song to go out with.
Yeah, what do we got, about five minutes?
We got, you guys got about 3 minutes.
Okay.
About two and a half minutes.
Well, you know, Matthew, you want to add a little bit to this this stuff about, you know, being wise with your money, being careful right now in this era of time?
Yeah, I do. The best thing that anybody listening right now can do is pick up the phone and call Earnest Financial. Call us at 279-7431. We're on the Book of Faces, Facebook, Instagram. You can visit us on the web, retirewithearnest.com. And
sorry about that.
I think we got the guy from Wizard of Oz over here.
Actually, no, never mind.
Don't look behind that curtain. Sorry about that.
Nothing to see here. And that's it. Yeah, everybody that listens, they know how to get in touch.
Yeah, so the website is retirewithearnest.com. That's retirewithearnest, EARNEST.com. Or you can call 334-279-7431, and we can talk about your particular situation in time, you know. And maybe we can save at least one bird, and you won't have to throw two in the bush.
You have to be foraging in the bush. Now, remember, let's see, it is Monday night tonight. I don't know if Terry Adams is going to be back this week or not.
I haven't heard.
But if he is, we'll have Terry here. And, of course, we'll be doing our regular thing tomorrow and Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of got together on Christmas week a while ago. We'll talk about that later on. But don't forget, this Saturday, and we should mention it, it's free. It's absolutely free.
I like free.
I don't even know what we decided to call it. It's just, you know, come see Santa Claus, I guess.
Socially distanced Christmas.
Yes. So Santa's going to be out there with us at Decker Lane in front of Anytime Fitness.
Santa's going to call you, throw you a line.
Yes, he will. It's 1 till 3 on that Saturday. It's the 5th. And we'll be out there just goofing around. We're probably going to shoot some stuff for a TV show.
Yeah.
If you ever wanted to be on television, This is your chance.
Time.
This is your chance to shine.
That's right.
Maybe we could be like the Health and Wealth Show has talent or something.
Well, you know.
Yeah, we should do that. We should do that. Let people come out.
Wait, come up with a good idea.
That's a good idea right there. Yeah. Come out and tell jokes or something. I heard one the other day. These two goldfish were in a tank.
No.
One turned to the other and said, "Can you drive this thing?" I thought that one was funny. But we're going to head on out now, and we'll be back tomorrow evening with another Health and Wealth Show. And I don't know how much intro I've got on this song. Let's just say that if your name's Rudolph, this is for you, because you should take your money and run somewhere to get it safe before somebody comes to get it. It's Chuck Berry.
Run, Rudolph.
That's right.
Not of all the reindeers.
See you next time.